The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly jobbers and dealers.
Dad, can I get some Mexican jumping beans?
Mexican jumping beans? Why, son, how on earth could I get you anything like that? I don't believe I've ever seen one, to say nothing of knowing where to buy such a thing.
But they have them right down at the Skelly service station.
Mexican jumping beans at the Skelly service station? Now, wait a minute. What is this?
It's the truth, Dad. And that's not all. I can get a whole bag of them and a swell jumping bean game besides, absolutely free, just because I belong to Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol.
Well, say, let's drive over to that Skelly service station right now. You've gotten me all excited about this.
Oh, gee, Dad, that's swell.
Yes, sir, you bet it's swell. And thousands upon thousands of Captain Midnight's friends, both young and old, are flocking into Skelly service stations to see those genuine imported Mexican jumping beans that are being given away absolutely free right now to members of the new 1940 Flight Patrol. Say, they're real live jumping beans, the funniest, strangest curiosities you ever saw. And each member gets several in a bag with the whole story of what makes them jump printed on the outside. But that's not all. You also get a fascinating game called Ringo Jumpo that can be played only with real Mexican jumping beans, a game you can't even buy any place. Yes, all this is free to friends of Chuck and Patsy, who are members of Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol. And now, here's how to get them. You just have Mother or Dad stop by your Skelly service station the next time you're out in the family car. Show your Skelly man that you're a member of the Flight Patrol, and he'll hand you that free bag of genuine Mexican jumping beans and that free Ringo Jumpo game without another word. You don't need any seals or box tops or even a penny for a stamp. You just speak to your friendly Skelly man, and you get both of these swell new gifts absolutely free. But remember, you'd better act pretty fast. Say, why not see your Skelly man tonight so you can show him to all your friends tomorrow morning? And now to Captain Midnight. The courageous Dolores Pareda succeeded in escaping from Ivan Shark by means of a secret door in the wall of the library in the old hacienda, which Ivan Shark has stolen from her father. But the wily Ivan Shark found the hidden button which opens the door, and as our scene opens today, he and his chief lieutenant, Gardo, are following the footsteps of Senorita Pareda through the underground passageway with the help of an electric flashlight. Listen as Gardo whispers hoarsely to Ivan Shark.
Well, Dolores got away, Chief, that's what.
For the moment, perhaps, Gardo. But not for long.
Yeah. Well, if you ask me, we wasted too much time trying to find the secret door.
In the first place, Gardo, I did not ask you. I do not tolerate such remarks from my inferiors. If it had been left to your stupid intelligence, the hidden door would never have been found. And then, how would you be looking for her?
Okay, okay, Chief. Have it your way.
Look, we're coming into a larger room, Gardo. Let us stop a moment and examine this place.
Yeah. I don't like it down here, Chief. It has a funny smell. It kind of chokes you.
It is very unhealthy, Gardo. There is no ventilation to the place. It is quite possible injurious gases have gathered here.
Yeah. Hey, look, Chief. That wall you got the flashlight on. There's another passageway there. And look, there's an old table and chairs. Oh, the dust on them must be an inch thick.
This room, Gardo, we are now in, must have been a place of refuge for the women and children of the Pareda household.
Yeah. Hey, there's some more doors, too, Chief, around the other walls.
Yes, yeah, so I see. Ah, this is getting us nowhere, Gardo. We will continue to follow the footprints. Now then, let us proceed.
Okay, Chief, I'm right behind you.
Look. Footprints lead straight ahead without wavering. The Pareda girl must have known where she was going.
Yeah. Hey, this place gives me the heebie-jeebies, Chief. The area, well, it's so close it makes me feel like a... Hey, look. What's this we're coming to?
The passage narrows. And what's this I see?
Hey, throw your light around, Chief. Let's look it over.
Well, Gatto. This is interesting. Very interesting indeed.
Yeah. Looks to me like a cave-in, Chief. A rock wall must have fell over.
That's exactly what's happened, Gardo. And if I'm not mistaken, This cave-in has blocked the means of escape for Senorita Pareda.
You think this passage did lead to the outside, huh, Chief?
Yes, Gatto, I'm sure of it. I've been suspecting something like this ever since we came down here.
Well, how did you know?
By the condition of the air down here, I suspected a closed door or a blockade. I was right.
Yeah. Well, hey, Chief, that being the case, this Dolores must still be in here.
Certainly, Gatto. That is quite obvious.
Yeah, well, where is she? Say, maybe she's hiding in the dark.
Wait. I will direct the beam of this light on the floor. Look.
Yeah. Hey, Chief, that's funny. She walked back and forth here a few times.
Yes. She was seeking a way to pass this cave-in, which she did not know about. That is proved by the fact she came directly to this point and hesitated.
Gosh, you sure got things figured out, Chief. Hey, listen. Chief, while we're standing here talking, why does Dolores will get away?
Oh, no, Gatto. Senorita Pareda is caught. Caught in her own trap. Look again upon the floor.
Yeah?
You will observe that after she paced back and forth seeking a way of escape, she turned back and departed in another direction. You see?
Yeah, Chief, I see her trail.
Come then, Gatto. We will follow it more quietly than ever. Speak only in the lowest whispers. The end of the trail may not be very far.
Okay, Chief, lead the way.
She has gone back into the larger room. There, you see? Now she turns to the right.
Hey, Chief, this place gives me the jitters.
Ah, just like a child, Gatto. You're afraid of the dark.
Hey, look, Chief, look ahead.
Yes, I see, Gatto. There must be some kind of a light.
Yeah, look. Hey, there's a door.
So I see. Stop now and we will examine this.
It's opened about halfway. There's a candlelight there inside, you see?
Yes, and I see something else. Senorita Pareda kneeling on the floor.
Yeah, she's looking at something. Well, what is it?
She's kneeling in front of a chest. See? She's trying to open it. Listen, we can even hear her trying to get the key in the lock. It doesn't seem to work very well.
Well, quick, Chief, we better grab her.
Follow me and be quiet, Gatto. We will now show this young lady that she isn't so clever after all. Come quickly, Gatto.
Leaving Ivanchuk and Gatto creeping stealthily toward Dolores Pareda, we change to another scene. Chuck Ramsey, you remember, accompanied by Patsy Donovan and Senor Pareda's nephew, Pablo, nicknamed Pebbles, are exploring the depths of the cave in which Patsy and her mother have taken refuge. They have come upon an underground river and are following along the rocky shore in the same direction the current flows. Gradually, they begin to hear a roaring noise. Listen as Pebble speaks warningly.
Please, mi amigos, we must not go on.
Gosh, Pebbles, this is getting more interesting all the time.
Sure, Pebbles, we've got to investigate. Don't forget, Captain Midnight wants to find a way to escape from the crater in case of emergency.
Okay, Pelsy Welsies, I will play the ball with you, but you put this in your pipe and smoke it. A bunch of what you call poor bozos once stick their head in here and never come out.
We're not poor bozos, and we'll be very careful, Pebbles. And anyway, we ought to find out what causes this noise.
Sure, we've got to do that. I'd never forgive myself if I went back without finding out.
If you ask me, it sounds like a waterfall.
Either that or a rapids.
Well, don't forget me, amigos. You will stick the noses in too far and maybe get in trouble.
Well, come on now, Pebbles. Just a little bit further.
Now, listen to me, you two. If that noise we hear is a waterfall, it probably means that this stream comes out into the open.
Gee, that's right.
I'm going to put this torch out.
Oh, no, Chuck. If you do that, then we will be in the blackness.
But that's just what I want, Pebbles. If there's daylight ahead, we can't see it very well while this torch is burning. Just a minute while I stamp it out.
Gosh, it's sure dark now.
Yeah, this is no good, I am telling you.
Hey, you two, look ahead.
Looper Luke, Chuck, you were right. There is daylight ahead.
Come on, you two. Follow me.
Come on, Pebbles.
I call me amigos, but I do not like it.
It's getting lighter all the time.
Yeah, it's getting lighter, but the rocks are getting rougher.
Look out, Chick, or you will slip and fall.
Oh, no, I won't, Pebbles. I can climb like a mountain goat.
Gosh, look ahead. I can see a little patch of blue sky.
A little bit more, and we'll be in broad daylight.
This is the most wonderful thing I ever saw in my life. Look how that water shoots out between the walls.
Well, it must be close to the falls. Hey, listen to that noise.
Well, please, mi amigos, let us stop.
Gosh, Pebbles, we can't quit now. We're just coming to the most interesting part.
Hey, come on, you two. The falls are just ahead.
Gee, Chuck, look how the cave widens out.
Watch the step, Chuck.
Oh, I'm all right, Pebbles. Come on.
I come, but I...
Up here. You too, Patsy. We'll stop and take a look.
That's the stuff, Chuck. Do not go ahead.
gosh, Jock, look out there, through the opening. Isn't it marvelous?
Oh, boy, wait till I tell Red about this.
Do you think there's a way out of here, Chuck?
I don't know, Patsy. We'll have to find out.
Now I remember this place. Down below us, very long ways, is the jungle.
Jungle? Gee, I don't see it.
Well, that is because you cannot look directly below you.
Look, Chuck, there's a great valley ahead of us. We must be several thousand feet above the bottom.
Gee, you know what, Patsy? This water comes out of the side of the mountain and falls down into the jungle below. If we could only see straight down, it'd be a marvelous sight.
See, but you must not go further. You will fall down.
Gee, Pebbles, what is below us?
At the foot of the falls, mi amigo, there is the old, what you call it, temple.
A temple? See, is that what you said, Pebbles?
See, mi amigo, the very, very old temple.
But what kind of a temple, Pebbles?
Once upon a time, many, many years ago, there are the people here, what you call the Aztecs.
Blazing beacons, Aztecs.
Why, I've heard of them.
Oh, sure, mi amigos. If you read about the history of Mexico, it is the since you read about the Aztecs.
But why did they have a temple down at the foot of the falls, Pebbles?
Ah, mi amigo, that is most important. In front of the temple, there's the big altar. And on this altar, the priests, they make the sacrifice once a year.
Jiminy crickets, Patsy. Listen to that. Hey, but come on, you two. Let's go ahead a little. Maybe we can get a look down and see the temple.
Okay, come on.
Well, please, mi amigos, the water is very close and the current, it's very swift.
Well, we'll just go a little ways, Pebbles, and we'll go back.
Oh, it's not wise. The rocks here, they're very slippery. If you lose the footing and fall into the water, it is what you call just too bad.
Oh, we'll be all right. Come on, Patsy.
Okay, Chuck, I'm coming.
Well, we should have the rope to hold on to. Watch your step, Patsy.
Look out, Patsy. You're slipping.
Help me, Chuck.
She's falling into the water.
Here, Patsy, grab my hand. Quick, Pebbles, help.
Look out, Chuck. You're falling.
There, Patsy, I have your hand.
Never mind me. Grab Chuck.
I'm falling. I can't hold anything. Help. Help.
Chuck's in the water. The current is swift. He'll be carried over by the falls.
Well, Chuck is in terrible danger. Perhaps he should have heeded Pablo's repeated warnings. What can Patsy and the Mexican boy do to help him? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. But now, attention, flight patrol members. Have you heard the exciting news? A free bag of genuine Mexican jumping beans and a swell Mexican jumping bean game called Ringo Jumpo are ready for you right now at your Skelly service station. And say, here's a tip. Remember to bring along your flight patrol membership card when you call for your jumping beans. The quickest way to show your Skelly man that you're a member is to show him your Flight Patrol membership card. Because, you know, these free gifts are for members only. So, in case you haven't joined the 1940 Flight Patrol, stop in at your Skelly service station the next time you're out riding with the folks. Your Skelly man will sign you up so you can get all the swell things that are yet to come for members of Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol. Especially those Mexican jumping beans and the Ringo Jumpo game that are waiting for you there right now. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Can Patsy and Pablo save Chuck being swept over the brink of the waterfalls in the inky blackness? Every instant counts in the saving of Chuck's life. Can they rescue Chuck? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy...